This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. The international labor movement is intensifying its global campaign against a military coup in Myanmar. The army took control of the country on February 1st in an attempt to stop the nation's move to greater democracy. Many unionists in Myanmar have gone into hiding. One of the labor organizations supporting the workers in Myanmar is the Korean Confederation of Trade Unions. The international director of the KCTU is Mikyung Yu. She spoke in a webinar organized by the Global Union Public Services International. She mentions the International Labor Organization, the ILO, which is the UN specialized agency focused on matters of work in the world. The ILO's annual conference is referred to as the ILC, the International Labor Conference.
Many people in Korea are being inspired by Myanmar people's courage and dedication and have expressed their support and solidarity in various ways. On February 7th, 6 days after the military seized the power through a coup, hundreds of migrant workers from Myanmar who are working in Korea staged a rally at a square in a shipyard, which is organized by the KCTU's affiliates in the sector, KMWU. The song and the slogans the migrant workers sang and chanted in the rally really appealed to our members and broader civil society in Korea. And since then, a broader campaign to urge the Myanmar military to stop the coup and to call upon the Korean government not to recognize the military junta as a normal government was organized here and there. And the campaign was quickly and widely spread to all around the country, and various groups in different provinces start to join and organize their own edition of the campaign. As the first occasion where we can directly involve to reject the international recognition of the military junta was the 109th International Labor Conference of the ILO, KCTU, jointly with the FKTU, another confederation in Korea, declared we reject the accreditation of the list of the tripartite delegation submitted by the junta and called upon the Korean government and the employers' organization in Korea to join this call. As you remember, the ILC credential committee did not accept the military junta's delegates, nor the list of delegations submitted by the NEG. Moreover, the ILC adopted a resolution for a return to democracy and respect for fundamental rights in Myanmar, which was mentioned in the opening session. In the resolution, the tripartite representative of all ILO member states express a profound concern of the destruction of democracy as well as the privation of the fundamental human and labor rights, including arbitrary arrest, detention, intimidation, threats, and acts of violence against the trade unionists and other peacefully exercising their rights. As introduced in the opening remarks by the ILO representative, it calls upon Myanmar to restore democratic order and civilian rule and cease all violence and violation of other fundamental rights. It also recommends that all the member states support the restoration of democracy in Myanmar, including through the United Nations, other multilateral bodies, regional groupings and dialogues, and bilateral engagement as appropriate, recognizing the important role of workers and employers' organization in advancing the prompt restoration of democratic order and civilian rule and the continuation of the transition to democracy in Myanmar.